Jack Little, and our opening title today, friends, I've Always Wanted to Waltz in Berlin. Here it is. I always wanted to waltz in Berlin. Waltz in Berlin. Waltz in Berlin. The way things look, we'll be waltzing right in. Right into Germany. And Uncle Sam will be leading the band. Eins, zwei, drei, one, two, three. Ach, du lieber Victory. Always wanted to waltz in Berlin. Under the linden tree. I wonder how many of you folks today would like to be my partner waltzing down the streets of Berlin.
That's how the Allied advance got translated on the American side of the Atlantic. It got a different reading on the German side.
Let me tell you that here we have a united people who are modest in their wishes. They are not imperialists. They don't want to take what doesn't belong to them. All they want is to live their own simple lives.
In his English language propaganda broadcasts, he was known as Lord Ha-Ha. His real name was William Joyce, an expatriate, Brooklyn-born American who became a fascist in Britain in the 1920s, went to Germany when the war began, and offered his services. On April 30th, 1945, with Hitler's Third Reich burning down around him, Lord Ha-Ha was just plain drunk.
That whatever else happens, Germany will live. You may not hear from me again for a few months. I say, Es liebe Deutschland. Heil Hitler. And farewell.
William Joyce was tried in London for treason, convicted, and hanged.
Adolf Hitler's underground bunker in Berlin was a madhouse of passion and intrigue. Heinrich Himmler carried on with his fantasy that the Allies would need him after the war. Hermann Goering put away his brass and braid for humble olive drab, preparing for the moment when he hoped to seize the government and treaty with the plain man Eisenhower from Kansas. Joseph Goebbels boasted that the murder-suicide plans he had made for himself, his wife, and six children would cover him in posthumous glory. Generals took orders from Hitler, knowing they could not be carried out. They briefed him on the status of German armies that did not exist and on battles that never took place.
14 Uhr und eine Minute.
The wireless brought news that Benito Mussolini and his mistress Clara Petacci had been captured by Italian partisans and executed, and their bodies strung up by the heels in a public square in Milan. Hitler vowed that he would leave nothing of himself for the world to display. And when his mistress Eva Braun arrived, and he let her stay, everyone knew that the end was near. People started leaving the bunker on what were supposed to be brief missions, and never came back. Those who stayed listened with dismay or bemusement or not at all, as Hitler raged in fury about the treason around him, or as he mumbled in melancholy about his early life and struggles. As he demanded a counterattack against the Russians who were just a few blocks away. As he declared that the German people must perish with the nation. As he absolved himself and assigned to the Jews all blame for the war. They used to stand up when Hitler entered a room and not sit down until he did. Now they paid no attention. Only a few loyalists cared to be at his birthday party on the 20th and at his marriage to Eva on the 29th. Only a few felt graced by his last few unintelligible words of farewell. Only a few felt something warmer than relief when Adolf and Eva, with poison and pistol, went behind closed doors. Their bodies were cremated in the courtyard above, and the flames consumed the 20th century's Wotan, dread ruler of the universe, the wild huntsman of Teutonic mythology who had decreed the deaths of all gods and men. The flames took Siegfried, with the goddess woman Brunhilde willingly at his side in death. The inferno of the Götterdämmerung was reduced to a smelly fire in a shell hole.
This is London calling. Here is a news flash. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
That was May 1st. Then, within 24 hours...
Now we're breaking into our programs with some splendid news from Moscow. Berlin has fallen.
At a cost to the Russians of 300,000 casualties. The reason why General Eisenhower decided that Berlin was not worth the taking. The advance of the American 1st and 9th Armies and the British 2nd was stopped at the Elbe River, where they met the Russians, whose zone of occupation began on the other side. General Patton rankled under orders to halt his 3rd Army's drive short of the Russian zone in Czechoslovakia. New lines had been drawn on the map of Europe.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news. During the first few moments of this bulletin, the war in Europe is coming to its official end.
May 7th, 1945 was a half hour from ending when General Jodl signed the surrender papers at General Eisenhower's headquarters.
4:25 Eastern wartime, Bob Hite reporting. In a little over an hour and a half, the last German forces in Europe will lay down their arms and the fighting will be officially over. The end of nearly 6 years of war for many Allied troops.
It was Victory in Europe Day, VE Day, May 8th, 1945.
I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.